Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only.
I think he's considering perhaps terminating the special counsel. I think he's weighing that option. I think it's pretty clear by what one of his lawyers said on television recently.
They're clearly afraid of Mueller and his independence and the thoroughness of the investigation he's likely to lead. I can't imagine that they're going to be crazy enough to go through with this threat. But then I never thought they would really go through with firing James Comey.
That's Adam Schiff, who's a Democrat on the House committee looking into all of this. And before that, Christopher Ruddy, the Trump friend, who is speaks in error when he says one of Trump's lawyers said this on TV. No, one of Trump's lawyers did not. Jay Sekulow said it on This Week in a speculative fashion, and Jay Sekulow is not one of Trump's lawyers. Simple. We are joined by James Kallstrom. He's the former assistant director of the FBI on the Laura Ingraham Show. James, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good
morning. We want to talk about Attorney General Sessions' testimony today before the Intelligence Committee in the Senate, and your thoughts on the reports we're reading of James Comey, the former FBI director, and Robert Mueller, who's investigating this whole affair. These two men have been friends for over 15 years. When the prosecutor is called to investigate his own friend, might that present a conflict of interest, in your opinion?
I think it's a huge conflict of interest. And quite frankly, I was really, really surprised and disappointed with the Deputy Attorney General, who first off appointed a special counsel when there was no articulation of any crime whatsoever. And the statute actually calls for that. So that was ignored. And then to pick Bob Mueller, who I know very well, and I think he's a good guy, but you, as you say, I mean, they are close, close friends, and the conflict of interest is so apparent. I mean, does the Deputy Attorney General not have access to Google? I mean, has he not checked these things out? I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's off the charts. And here Bob is, at least if you believe press reports, he's bringing in all these other prosecutors. What crime are they going to be investigating? There's not even an articulated crime. In fact, from the words of a wide variety of people on both sides of the politics, there is no crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, the whole thing is a farce, in my view. It's just crazy. And I don't know what this guy was thinking, this Deputy Attorney General.
We're speaking with James Kallstrom, the former assistant director of the FBI. Mr. Kallstrom, I also, there's been a lot of coverage of Christopher Ruddy. Now, Chris Ruddy is a pal of Donald Trump's. He's been in and out of the White House, and he occasionally gives interviews in the surrounds when he comes out. Well, the big news was that, oh, one of his lawyers on TV suggested that they should can Bob Mueller, the special prosecutor in this case. But what wasn't reported widely is the other thing Ruddy talked about, and I don't know why, because this seems to be the real news of his utterances.
Robert Mueller, there's some real conflicts. He comes from a law firm that represent members of the Trump family. He interviewed the day before, a few days before he was appointed special counsel, with the president, who was looking at him potentially to become the next FBI director. That hasn't been published, but it's true. And I think it would be strange that he would have a confidential conversation and then a few days later become the prosecutor of the person he may be investigating.
Does that pose a problem, James Kallstrom?
Well, if that's true, I mean, that just adds to the baggage. I mean, it's just, you know, I was really surprised, knowing Bob Mueller. I was on his advisory board for almost a decade. And, of course, I had a long time in the FBI and other law enforcement jobs. But I was shocked that he would actually accept it. I mean, he knows that he has a massive conflict of interest. I mean, what does he think? I mean, where does he think General Flynn's name came from? It came from the unmasking. You know, what role did the FBI and the director of the FBI, not the FBI itself, but not the agents who are good people and are out there for the American people, but You know, what role did Jim Comey have in the unmaskings? I have no idea. I'm just saying that's a logical question. And
right.
I mean, I don't know how he could accept that assignment. You know, I always known him to be a man of integrity. I've disagreed with many of his positions, but I always thought he had a lot of integrity. So I was really, really disappointed that he would even accept it.
What do you think of the admission by Comey during that hearing last week that he was the source of the leaks of these memos, his personal memos and memorialization of conversations between he and the president? Do you think there's a grounds for pursuing a case there, given that those memos could be considered government property?
Well, I've been very, very, at least for the last year, critical of Jim Comey. I think he's a real bright guy. Obviously, he's got the right credentials, and he's belonged to the right school alumni associations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he just showed such a lack of common sense and a lack of intestinal fortitude. You know that he absolutely, in my view, was not qualified to be the FBI director. But having said that, I was amazed that he would do what he did, that he would actually leak a memo through a friend, another lawyer who should know better, for the New York Times. I mean, I just think that was absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, he's been all over the lot, his rhetoric. You know, he's confused the American public. I know that because I'm asked by the American public pretty much everywhere I go, what is going on at the FBI? And a lot of that is because of Jim Comey. And, he did not have the intestinal fortitude when that criminal referral came over on Clinton, with the caveats of it can't be an investigation, and then there's some sort of a caveat there could not be a grand jury. I don't know exactly the form that took, but that's the day he should have resigned for the good of the country, tell the American people why he was resigning, but he did not have the guts, the intestinal fortitude, the integrity at that point in time to do that, and he danced with the devil, and the music stopped.
We're talking to James Kallstrom, the former assistant director of the FBI. Mr. Kallstrom, I'd like your opinion as we await these hearings today. Attorney General Jeff Sessions apparently requested that the Senate open its chambers to him. He wanted to testify in public. Is this advised, and what do you think will come of this?
You know, it's hard for me to say if it's advised or not. I know the Attorney General. I don't know him well, but I've crossed paths with him numerous times in my career. I think he's an extremely honorable man with high integrity and very, very smart. And so it's probably, in his view, Comey said some things that in my view, if I had to judge between who said what said, Jim Comey was not accurate there, and I think the Attorney General wants to clear the record.
Right.
Of course, he's going before, all these other people that are trying to keep this whole Russian thing going, which is a farce in my
right.
view.
Well, that's what
and
I mean.
It's really time for the leadership, the Republican leadership in the Congress, to stand up and say enough is enough. How many more witnesses have to come forward and say that there's nothing here?
Yeah, I mean, this meeting with the Russian envoy, a Russian diplomat, he met with Polish diplomats, Mexican diplomats. This is par for the course when you're about to assume the largest office in the land, in the world. You need to have relationships with foreign governments. That's part of the deal.
It's normal procedure, but it's part of their big lie. It's part of the fifth column, that's marching to really, trash and destroy the administration,
mm-hmm.
and in turn destroy the country, in my view. I mean, the things that Donald Trump wants to do for the country are all things that are going to raise the ships in the harbor, deal with the middle class, deal with the unfortunate situations in our ghettos throughout the United States, do something about education, bring the economy back, and this fifth column, this seditious fifth column, you know, is just going to continue lying and lying and lying as they always do.
Well, we'll watch these hearings today, but I agree with you. I worry that they're going to try to entrap Sessions in some intricate line of questioning about, well, did you go to the Mayflower and did you talk to the envoy on this day and why didn't you reveal this? And I mean, it becomes new oxygen to a story that frankly is dead on arrival. I agree with you.
I wonder why they're not asking John Podesta these questions. You know, who has substantial dealings with the Russians.
And Hillary Clinton. Yeah, great question.
And Hillary Clinton.
Great question.
Exactly.
James Kallstrom, former assistant director of the FBI, thank you for your insight and candor today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I also want to talk about, we mentioned it a little while ago, the jettisoning. They kill these shows. Big comedies. Tim Allen had this huge show, Last Man Standing. It was at the top of the ratings. I think it lasted for 5 years, almost 7 years, something like that. And now we hear they're rebooting Roseanne. Roseanne Barr is back. Now, here's the interesting thing about Roseanne. They say, this is in the press release, ABC is rebooting Roseanne to tackle Trump-era issues after canceling Tim Allen's Last Man Standing, another show that was sympathetic to Trump voters. Roseanne supported Trump in the 2016 election, which I didn't realize. I know she had a socialist background. Her parents apparently are socialists, but it seems to me she's sort of an anti-establishmentarian, and she doesn't like the idea of one-party rule forever. She told The Hollywood Reporter last summer, "We would be so lucky if Trump won." Now, according to ABC executives, viewers should expect her new show to talk about current events and issues. But ABC Entertainment president Channing Dungey isn't sure whether Barr will mention the president by name. I don't know whether Roseanne will speak about Trump by name, but she's going to speak very honestly. We'll tackling issues and topics that are in the conversation today. I'll leave it at that. What the election revealed, listen to this. What the election revealed was that there are parts of our country that didn't feel heard and they didn't have a voice. When you look at the polling data and how it went in the run-up to the election, it's kind of a big surprise to many people that the election turned out as it did, Roseanne said. Here's my question. Would you watch a show like this simply because it might have a more conservative POV? Or is Roseanne, has her expiration date already been reached, and maybe she should stay retired? She's bringing the whole cast back. John Goodman, great guy, John Goodman, by the way. Laurie Metcalf, the whole original cast is coming back for this thing. Will this speak to the concerns of the Trump voters? And are Americans looking for something that's perhaps coming from a more conservative viewpoint, or at least a viewpoint that isn't hostile to their opinions and views? 855-40-LAURA will take your calls. And I have to play a hilarious little bit for you from the Tony Awards the other night that we missed. We'll get to that when the Laura Ingraham Show continues. And Laura's coming back in a moment. Stay right there.
The Laura Ingraham Show.